Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved. Cast out demons and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of men's souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com.
Are you ready?
Ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee
and strap yourself in.
If you listen, I can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Welcome back. Great. We're here with Pastor Tony Collette. And Brother Tony, we've got this hour together. Would you like to open us in prayer?
Sure. Amen, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Lord, for being close to each and every one, Lord. You said you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Even in this world, Lord, with everything that's going on, we thank you, Lord. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, thank you, Lord.
Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, go ahead.
It's over to you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, God bless you all. We have a program, special program to me, because we're going to talk about a lot of things. No, we actually going to talk about why afflictions, why, if we are Christians, why being his children do we go through so many afflictions and tribulations? Through affliction and heart, why being his children do we go through so many things? And sometimes we ask ourselves, what's going on? Well, God promised us that we will go through hard times. But he also promised that he will be with us and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Okay? He's actually preparing us for the future, for a future with him. God is love. He loves each and every one of us, his children. He knows us even before we were born. He was there. He nurtured us, each and every one of us. We choose which way we want to go. And this is what the program today is about. So it's just to know him, know that he is here, even if we see this world going through so many crazy things. So many crazy things. People are asking themselves, what's going on? And by the way, it's a good time to witness to people. You know, that's what the Lord asked of us. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Are you doing that? This is the best time. You see, I do Uber and Lyft a lot of times to raise funds for the mission. Okay? And as I go driving these people, I ask them, oh, boy, isn't the world crazy? They're, yes, really, it's crazy. You heard this, you heard that. And from there, we start talking about the Lord. It's an open door. So it's a good way because people know that things are not right. Here in the States, things are crazy right now. The elections are coming. There's a whole bunch of court cases. There's so many things going on. So it's a good time to talk to him. Ask him, hey, how are things going for you? You have kids? You know, they will tell you. And there's a big open door. If you ring, the bell, the door is going to open for you to talk to them about what is important. And we know what is important. Who is important? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to witness, win souls. The Bible says, and he, in Proverbs, and he that winneth souls is wise. Are you wise? Well, witness. Tell people about Jesus. Tell them about what is coming. Tell them that if they get close to him, they are going to be close to the Lord of Lords. He's going to be always close to them. Now, don't tell them like many churches are doing, oh, once you come to the Lord, nothing is going to happen. We're all going to be free. Well, sorry. We are in a falling world. This is a falling world. And they need to know that, yes, there are going to be afflictions. Yes, there are going to be problems. Yes, things are not going to be all completely right. But they could have peace in their hearts in the middle of all this affliction. And you that are hearing this, God bless you. You can have peace in your heart. Why? Because his promises. The word of God is full of promises. And you could count on them. The word of God, the written word, is a contract. God never lies. And what he says there, he is ready to perform in you if you believe. There's conditions. You need to believe. Now, like I started at the beginning, we ask ourselves, what's going on? Why the Lord is letting me go through all this, these heartaches, this humbling? That's what he does. He wants us. He humbles us. Why? Because we need it. In his love, he knows. He's a good father. God brings this affliction on us to help us and to expose our sins and bring us to Christ for forgiveness. Why? Because we need forgiveness. Each and every one of us needs to be forgiven. In him, we find the grace to obey God's commandment. One thing we need to realize is that God loves us deeply. And he's preparing you, and he's preparing me for what's coming. And what's coming also fast is eternity. And to live with our Creator for the rest of eternity. So all these little afflictions are just passing away. But if you stay in him, he will see you through. In Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, God sees, he's omnipresent, he's all-knowing, and he knows what we need, and he loves us dearly. He loves us dearly, and that's what you need to know, that he loves you. It doesn't matter what you go through. Jesus went through it, and worse, and he was faithful unto death. In Deuteronomy 8:5, it says, "Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chastises his son, so the Lord thy God chastises thee." In other words, the Lord is a good father. He loves you. And when we're going through, he goes with us. But he knows we need sometimes to be humble. We need to be humble. We need to be humble. Do you know that? We need to be humble. Okay? Look at the children of Israel in through all the ages. God, through affliction and hardships, put man into the right path time and time again. But very soon they went back to their old evil ways. You remember the conquest of Moses and the children of God, Israel? The children of Israel, the children of God. Look what the Lord helped them do. He got them out of slavery. They went and conquered the land. For 40 years, they were in the desert. An impossibility. But God took him through all that, through ups and downs, having war against giants and beat him because God was with them. When they put their eyes on the Lord, they went through. But when they start looking at themselves and the impossibilities, they went under. And that's what the Lord is trying to make with you. A man of God. A man that doesn't give up. It doesn't matter what happens. In our world today, in a lot of churches today, they try to teach that nothing is going to happen to us. Everything is going to be good. Once you receive Jesus, everything is going to be good. You're not going to have to go through tribulation or hardships. But that's not what the word says. The word says that we will go through hard times. But we need to keep our eyes on him and know that he also says, "And I will be with you till the end of the ages." He will never leave you nor forsake us. Now, the children of Israel got a big victory. They went through the sea as dry land. They had all these marvelous things happen. The Lord liberated them, gave them freedom. And yes, it was up and downs. For 40 years, they were there in the wilderness. But when they came out, even without their clothes being wrecked or their shoes. They were children of miracles. They lived in an impossibility. God gave them water from a rock. An impossibility. And that's what God wants you to learn of him. That he will be with you. He will make the impossible. But what happened? They went. They went and conquered the land. They went to the promised land. But remember what happened? Very soon, they start falling back again. And you remember what happened? Everybody was going to their tent, not getting together, not really fighting in the spirit. And came the time of the judges that says that every went to their own tent. And they got conquered by the Midianites. Why? Well, they forgot. They forgot who was Moses. They forgot who was their God that had taken them. And they went back to their sins. Yes, in the time of Judges. And in the time of the Judges, Gideon, you know the story of Gideon? When he looked like everything was lost, well, the Lord had compassion on his children again. And went and got him a prophet, Gideon. Well, he was not a prophet, but a fighter. Yes, he was a prophet too, you know. But the Lord liberated his people through a young man, Gideon. And again, the impossibility. The Midianites were full. They said they were like grasshoppers. There were so many. And God got Gideon to give faith to his people. But at the end, the Lord didn't even let him. They had something like 300,000. I can't remember exactly. But at the end, God told him, no, there's too many. God wanted to show that a man with God is already the majority. Okay? And what happened? You remember what happened? God brought him to the water. And he tried them there. And only 300 of them were drinking water but looking. They were prepared for fight. And the Lord said, send everybody else and just stay with those 300. And they did the impossibility with making a whole bunch of noises with trumpets and wrecking those things that they had in their hand, and God got the whole army of the Midianites, thousands upon thousands, to run for their life, and they finally were killing each other. Why? Because God's promises. He came to his people. Okay? And from there, again, then came the time of the kings. You know, the people wanted a king. They got a king. First, they got a king that fell pretty fast. And then David. But after David died, what happened to the people? They went again, everybody just following the kings. And there was most of them bad kings. And again, God's people fell. And I could go into all the details, but we don't need to. You see how God humbles us. We get close to him. We gain victories. But then we forget, or our people forget, or the new generation forget, and they go back and they start looking at the flesh and not at the promises. So we need to learn from what we see in the scriptures. We need to be close to the Lord and know that it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter how things look. We got the biggest God in the whole block. He's the biggest one. All the other ones are semi-gods. Nothing is like our God. And he has promised to always be with us. And we need to love that Lord, because right now the Lord wants a relationship with you. It is time to stop all our whining. Time to stop all our other things that we look for. Wealth, power, be recognized. And seek our Lord and get close to Him. Because the times are changing, like that big song that somebody sang years and years ago. The times are changing. Well, the times are changing right now. Look what's happening in the world. The world looks like it's going off the rocket. But you can have peace in the midst of all that craziness. Look what the Lord said about His people in Ezekiel 22:30. Says, and she, which is Israel, He's talking about Israel, and she has changed my judgment into wickedness more than the nations, all the nations around about Israel, and my statutes more than the countries that are around about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them. Okay? So she there is Israel, His people. And we, as Christians, or as disciples that we should be, are His people. We need to take all the other gods away from our midst and follow our Lord and be a rock in the middle of this desert. Be what the people need. Why? Because we have the Lord. We have the Lord and He walks with us. But we need to keep our eyes on Him and have the faith. That's the big thing. We need to walk. That's why we need to get together, Christians with Christians. And we need to keep our eyes on Him and study His word. Why? Because times are getting rough and they're going to get worse. I know many people are waiting for Jesus is going to come and change everything. And He will, yes, but maybe not as we think. Maybe not as we think. You see? Maybe not as we think. So we need to be close to Him. And we need to get together in a faith-believing church that they study the Word. And it's the Word our guide. Because things are getting worse and worse. And we need Him. We need Him. In Job 5:6, it says, although affliction cometh not forth out of the dust, neither does trouble spring out of the ground. Okay, when we go through situations, the Lord loves us. And He brings sometimes the whip to show us, hey, you're going wrong. We need to stop. We need to stop and say, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And there's where we need our brothers and sisters. That's where we need each other, to help each other, to go forth. In Psalms 17 to 18, it says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such as be a contrite spirit. You see, that's the key. You need to know that the Lord loves you. Yes, He lets you go through those things to help you, humble you. Humble you. Because we could get really proud of ourselves. Oh, we're so great, you know. But He is great. He is great. And he wants to help us to go with him. Without him, we can do nothing. Jesus said it. Without me, you can do nothing. And that's what we need to get through our big head. That without him, we can do nothing. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Do you understand that? When we feel weak, when we feel we cannot do it, there's a chance we give the Lord and we get desperate for him. Lord, help us. And he always comes to our help. He always comes. He will never leave us nor forsake us. But he asks us to search for him with all our hearts. When we search for him with all our hearts, he said, he will answer us. You want your prayers to be answered? You need to search with him. It's very important that we know that the Lord loves us. That's the first thing. You see, the devil comes and tells you, God doesn't love you anymore. God has forsaken you because of this problem or the other problem. And you're weak in this and you're not good. You need to stop looking at it. Why? Because really, without him, we can do nothing. You see, the devil says a few things that are true. We cannot do nothing. But then we need to know that with him, we can do all. All things are possible to him that believeth. And you need to hold on to that. So many people come and they ask for prayer. I want prayer for this. And you pray for them. And they get a victory. But then they leave the door open and the enemy comes and comes attacks them again. And they just start, they sit with the devil to have a chat. Is that you? Is that you that opens the door and let him talk to you? Did Jesus do that? No. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written. And that's the same way you need to be. It is written. You need to keep your place. Know that we're fighting for the right cause. We need to know who our God is. The scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You need to get up. You need to get up and say, devil, get behind me. You're a liar. Get behind me. And know, even if you don't feel it, know that he's with you. He is with you because he promised it. You see, you have to look at the promises of God. Just like Abraham, he left and he didn't know where he was going. But he knew that God had told him, get out of your parents, your families. Go out. He didn't even know where he was going, but he obeyed God. He obeyed God. And he went out not knowing where he was going. He took his family, the families that were with him, his servants, and he started that journey to the promised land without even knowing where he was going. You know, it's the same thing we're going right now. You know, it's the same journey. God has given us promises. It is time to wake up. It is time to know that He's with you. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to doubt. Keep your eyes on the donut, not upon the hole. Keep your eyes upon the donut, the Word of God. Look at the blessings. Look at the things that the Lord has helped you go through. I don't know you, but you know yourself. You know. Look what the Lord has done. That's what we need to get. And look what the Lord has done. Look where the Lord has brought me. And you need to hold on to that. You need to hold on to the promises of God and not let that go. He is with you. Why? Because He said so. It doesn't matter if you feel it or no. Feelings are here today. Feelings all the time. If we go by feelings, we're going to have problems. But we go by what is written, by faith. Like Abraham, he walked not even knowing where he went. And when God told him, "Are you willing to sacrifice your only son?" He went by faith. He knew that God was a righteous God. He knew that God kept His promises. He knew that God had told him that his seed with his seed were going to be a nation as the sand of the sea. He knew. Why? Because he believed the word. But boy, he didn't have a lot to look at. He was old. His wife was very old. They were intense. But he believed God. It's the same thing with us right now. Do we believe God? This world is going kaput. Everything is going crazy. They're telling little children that maybe they're not this or that. It's crazy. But we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. He told us that this would happen. He told us this. But we need to go. You see, the future is as bright as the promises of God. Isn't that great? The future is as bright as the promises of God. It doesn't matter what is in front of your eyes. It doesn't matter if you don't have money to pay the bills. It doesn't matter if you're afraid of this or that. Stay close to Him and He will fix things for you. But you need to go by faith and not by sight. Show God that you trust in His words. Show God that you are ready to put Him first. And you're going to see, if you put Him first, He's going to say, okay, He's learning His lesson. You know, but if we look to man, if you look to man, we're going to be in problems. The Lord says, look at me. Look at me. Don't look at the problem. Look at me. Look at the Lord. I don't know what you're going through. But I know that His children go through a lot of things. Sometimes it doesn't seem to us. We don't see why. But He's faithful. He's faithful. He will not let us be tested about which we are able, but with each temptation, that's a promise, with each temptation, he will make a way of escape so we will be able to bear it. That's his promise. So if you think you cannot bear it, maybe you listening to the wrong thing. Because I know if it's a guess who is right, you or the Lord, I know the Lord is right. The same is with me. When I think I can bear it, the Lord knows that I can because he said it and he's with me. We need to look at the promises of God. Sometimes we lose faith. That's the work of the devil. He tries you to look down. Look down. But the Lord says, look up. Look at the promises. But if we start looking down, we're not going to see the promises. And then the devil, that's where he likes to come in. When you're looking down and you're not looking at the promises. So the Lord is telling you, come, son, come, come, you can make it. I'm here. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's the Lord we have. His promises are always yes and amen. And I don't know who I'm talking to about this, but I feel somebody needs it. I need it. I need to know that he's nigh, especially this days and age. It looks like everything is going to pots. And we need to see and know that he's with us. His grace is sufficient for us. That's from 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The power of God rests upon me. That, you know who was that? Paul. Okay? When he was afflicted. And the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for thee. And the Lord is also telling you, my grace is sufficient for you. So be not afraid. Don't be dismayed. Keep your eyes on Jesus. 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 Just keep your eyes on Jesus. The Lord wants to do marvelous things with you. But you need to be willing. You need to hold on to his word. You need to get up. You need to say, I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to go. If you know the Lord told you something, get up and go. Get up and go. Go. But he doesn't look like it. Oh, what's going to happen? I don't have the money. I don't have the know-how. Well, if the Lord said, get up, that means that he's going to go with you. And that he's going to make it happen. I'm going to tell you a story. And maybe I told you guys before, but it's about my first trip when I was in Venezuela. We had a work there, and the Lord had given me a burden for India for many, many years. You know, I guess it was my time. I was a hippie at the time, you know, and I had this burden for India, to go to India, not for the right things. But then when I met the Lord and I have walked with the Lord, I had a burden to go to India to preach the gospel. And I was married with my wife that was also a missionary. God bless her. Okay. We had a kid. He was 1 year old. And she was pregnant for a second one. And I start telling her, sweetie, I think the Lord wants me to go to India. You think, you know what she said? You're crazy. We have a kid and another one is coming. You're crazy. No. And I said, sweetie, no. Okay. I will pray about it. But you know what? Look what happened. When our second boy was born, he was exactly a year and 10 days after our first. So they were exactly a year and 10 days apart. He was born and my wifey was in the clinic. And when I went to visit her, she says, you know what the Lord did? He gave her a dream. And the Lord said, you need to go here. And it was a map of India. And we were, I mean, I was 20, maybe 22, 23, something like that. And she was a year younger than me. I don't know. Anyway, we were kids. You know, we didn't have the money. It was an impossibility. But the Lord gave us that. She, all of a sudden, she got on fire. And we were going to India, I don't know how. We were in Venezuela, that country is South America, next to Colombia, you know. And the Lord showed us that we were going to go. We didn't have a penny. We just had a baby that was just born. And another one that was a year old, you know. But the Lord kept. And we believed, you know, and the Lord started bringing funds. He brought funds, not many. And I remember we had to go to Europe because in Venezuela, we had to go to Europe. And from Europe, I was thinking of taking a bus, you know, to India. And we heard there was a bus that went all the way to India. But we didn't know that he was going to Iran, or, you know, and we didn't know all the things. We were young, like I said. But we're here. You know, we have maybe $200-$300. In that time, it was a little bit more than what it's now because it was in the 70s. And yes, I'm very old. But I'm a kid of 73 years old, so I'm a kid yet. Anyway, the Lord just put that thing, and my father said, "You know what? I have a friend in the shipping business. Why don't you go and see him? See if he, you know, maybe he would like to help you." You know, he was kind of. He didn't want me to go, so I think he was just kind of saying, okay, I know this guy's heart is, you know. So I went to see this guy, you know, and I told him, okay, I'm coming to talk. And I think the man thought I was going to talk to him about, I don't know what, a business or whatever. So, you know, I go to his office, and I you know, sit down. He gives me a pen. In that time, Venezuela was very rich. So he gave me this pen that he was giving to everybody. It was a golden pen, actually gold. He had, you know, laminated in gold. And he's talking to me and he says, well, what brought you here? And he says, you know what? I'm a missionary and my wife is a missionary and we're going to India and we need, they said that you have ships that go to Europe. We need to go to Europe. And he looked at me, you know. His face turned red. Are you asking me to take you to Europe free? And I said, yes, we're missionaries. So he sits down, starts laughing. He says, okay. You know, so he gave us, you know, I mean, if I tell you the whole story, it's just amazing. You know, that was the first time. Maybe another time I'll tell you the rest. But here we had, you know, the ship, and just something, you know, when we got to the ship, it was, I mean, we got the best room. You know, we had the two kids. One was two or three months old. The other one was just a year older. Me and my wife, and they treated us like kings. And we went to Europe to Rotterdam, the ship was going to Rotterdam. And let me go a little bit more, because this is a very interesting trip. You see, by the time we got to live, we had $700. But imagine, we were going to go to Rotterdam. We didn't know where we were going to go. We were going to India somehow, but we were just crazy kids, and we believed that God was going to do a miracle, and God did a miracle. You know, we in our way to Rotterdam, and when we are getting to Rotterdam, the ship captain came and said, listen, you know, tomorrow we get to Rotterdam, but, you know, by the middle of the day, you need to leave the ship, because we have to go. They were going to another, I think they were going to Germany from there, you know. So I said, okay. And I started worrying. Worry came in. I said, oh, my God. You know, I have been to Europe before. That's where I met the Lord, you know. But I started worrying. Oh, my. I know that Europe was pretty expensive, you know. We had only $700. Where are we going to go? And let me tell you one little piece. Before I left, like a month or so before, I had met a missionary from Holland. And she started asking me questions. I told him, yeah, we going to Rotterdam, and we got a this ticket, you know, but we don't know where we're going to stay. She said, oh, I'm from Rotterdam, you know. But she didn't say anything else, you know. She got all the information. She never told me anything. So we get to Rotterdam, and now I'm freaking out. I'm going, okay, where am I going to go? And that morning, all of a sudden, I hear big commotion, and the door flies, and she's a big lady, comes, you know, and she gives me a big hug, and she goes, oh, I'm so-and-so's mother, and she told me you were missionary, so I'm came. So she took us to her house, you know. What a miracle. You know, she stayed with us for a month. He worked it out for us to go, and we receive a few more donations. And I'm not going to tell you the whole story. I'm going to leave it there, because it's a really good story. But just to show you that God is in control, and when you're in his will, he will never leave you nor forsake you, you know. And that was our first trip to India, but I didn't tell you the whole thing. There's really so many miracles that the Lord did in that journey that, you know it was God. You know, that lady, I didn't know where I was going to. We had $700. That's not a lot, you know, to get a hotel. And, you know, I had small kids. But God was with us, you know. And sometimes you have to trust the Lord. If it's the Lord, now don't go in your own head just because you want to go and I will go. I will trust the Lord. No, you need to know that it's the Lord. But if you know it is the Lord, you hold on to him and he will never leave you. No, forsake you. He will go with you. He will never leave you, you know. But you need to know that you need to share his word. You need to go in his courage. and trust in Him. And trust in Him. And He will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm sorry I'm saying it so much, but you need to know, especially in this time. Because I believe we're going to go through very difficult times, and we're going to need to hold on to the Lord. It's going to look like the devil is winning, but that's a test from the Lord. Are we going to trust Him? Do we believe that He's in full control? Or are we going to just freak out? I need somebody to come and tell me what to do. Well, it is good that we have brothers and sisters that we could go and have prayer with. It says two are better than one. And where there's two or three gather in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That is very important. But at the end, it is you and the Lord. Remember that. It is you and the Lord. And if you are in His will, He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Keep that in heart. Okay? Keep that in heart. Don't waver. It doesn't matter what's your situation. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if your best friend left you. It doesn't matter if your spouse or your husband left you their call. Because if you're with Him, He will be there for you and He will not let you go. Okay, you will go through tribulation. You will go through difficult times. But He will be with you. Remember, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. That's what the Lord told Paul. Paul was sick. Lord, what do I do? You know, heal me. And He hadn't healed me. But the Lord had a plan. He lets His people go through situations. Why? So we'll be humble and know that He's here with us, that He will never leave you, that He will never forsake you. Now, maybe somebody's hearing that really doesn't know the Lord, and he's asking, well, is there a God? Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, there is a God. Yes, there is a God. And yes, He's in control, but we live in a fallen world. The truth is we live in a fallen world. And we fail. And we fail every day. But God wants you to know Him and know that He will be with you. And the future is as bright as the promises of God. You see, I used to be an atheist. I didn't believe in anything. I was getting into a lot of trouble. I was going to Africa to do something very stupid that was going to cost my life. And I wasn't seeking the Lord. But the Lord loved me. And I was sitting in this place, and, you know, we were getting desperate. I was with a group of other people, and I was getting desperate. And we said, okay, we need to do something today. We need to go. We're going to leave. We were in Africa. We were in Morocco. I didn't say that, you know. And we needed to buy something that we shouldn't buy to sell in Germany. You might think... think maybe what that is, you know. Yeah, it was drugs. You know, we were stupid. I was very stupid. You know, I was what, 19, 20? Something like that. And I was sitting in my little van, which was my home. I had my bed, my little stove. Anyway, I was traveling through Europe with that. And I know I was in Africa at that time, but, you know, I've been traveling through Europe, and then we went to Africa to do what I was going to do, which was very stupid. And I remember sitting there, and I heard a voice. He didn't tell me too much. He said, stop. Don't do it. And that's all I remember, but I knew what he meant. And I didn't know him. And I was an atheist, supposedly. And I wasn't even seeking him. But he loved me. And he told me that. And I was so afraid. I knew. And I told the rest, listen, I'm not going. Something is going to happen. You guys better not go. But they went. A couple stayed with me. It was about 6 or 7 of us, you know. But a couple stayed with me. You know, and what we learned is that they had an accident. Actually, it wasn't an accident. They almost got killed. You know, one got killed, the other one got really hurt, and, you know, they came to get me, the ones that were alive, and you know, thank God we were able to leave to Spain. But my life changed. I knew something had talked to me. I didn't believe in God, but God loved me. And I started in a journey to find him, and I found Jesus. And, you know, Jesus changed my life, you know. And just if you're there and you haven't experienced him, he's true. He's alive. He loves you. And he wants you to know that he could save your life. You know, you need to seek him. You need to get on your knees and say, Lord, I don't know you. If you don't know him, I don't know you. And if you know him, you need to say, Lord, I repent. I've been thinking of myself so many times. You know, help me to repent and change and be a witness for you. And for the little one that doesn't know him, ask him, and he will answer you. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. He wants to come into you. And he wants you to sup with him, and he with you, and he wants to sup with you. He wants to get you experience. He wants to show you how beautiful and how lovely it is to know a Savior that loves us. It's not church. It is a relationship. And church we need, because we need the union with our brothers and sisters. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that we need, before anything, to have a relationship. And that's what he wants for you. You could say, Jesus, please show me. Come into my heart. Okay? And we almost finished with this. So I want to give a little pledge. Okay? I'm going to the mission again. Okay? And this time I'm going to Central America. Central America. And now I have an open door for Mexico too. So we want to do a big work there in Mexico, in Honduras, in all the little countries around. And in the future, you know, if the Lord takes me also to South America. So, you know, the Lord is faithful. Help God's work. I have a website. Dear Shannon, I'm going to give my website, yes, sir. Okay?
Give it out.
God bless you.
What a great testimony tonight, man. I tell you what.
Thank you.
I know there's more story for you to tell, so I love stories. Please keep telling them next time.
Yes. Tuesdays, you remember, I put Tuesdays for you, so you tell me when.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, give out your website. How do people reach you, how can they support your ministry?
Yes, yes, and we need your support right now. You know, I'm trying to get out of debt, and we're going, and, you know, we need your support. So My website is his, H-I-S, word, W-O-R-D, all together, his word, the number two, the letter U, dot com. So it reads his word to you dot com. His word to you dot com. And there's a way that you could support and send a donation. You could also put it so it will be, you know, every month you could help with whatever you can, you know. But I know the Lord will bless you for it as he has blessed me. And you can never outgive God. You can never outgive God. He will always give you a lot more. So God bless you. I hope this talked to your heart. And God loves you. And please support. And as soon, what the photos you see there is from our last trip to Honduras. Okay, and there's some videos you can see. And but once I get back to Honduras and now Mexico, you know, I'm going to be sending photos and putting new things so you can see the work. And maybe one of you want to come to the mission field. And that's what we want to open so you could come and spend a week, 2-3 weeks, or give your life in the mission field. But anyway, you know, so we want to do something that beautiful Christians that have a heart for the lost will want to go and learn what is the mission work. So God bless you.
Fantastic. Brother Tony, what would you like to title today's broadcast?
Oh, wow. Why Afflictions?
Okay, that's good.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Why Afflictions?
In terms of our next date, I'll tell you what I got open. I got next Tuesday, and I've also got the 28th. What works for you?
The 28th is good.
Okay.
Yes.
That is yours.
And whenever you want me in Spanish, too, I could do, you know, one in Spanish and one in English, however you want.
Okay. We'll probably do some Spanish soon. I'll see you on the 28th, Tuesday at 9 p.m. We love you, brother. Great word tonight.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
See you soon. Thank you, sir. Okay, let me just put that down. Brother Tony, for the 28th. I build these in a spreadsheet in Excel so I can see the whole month. Okay, coming up next, Doug Perry. We're right on time. Let me save this program. We'll be right back. Stand by for refresh.